ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Everyone set and ready? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, potluck. Potluck. Category number 2, 2006 was 20 years ago. Category number 3, famous Benz. That's B-E-N-S, Benz, famous Benz. Category number 4, the Italian job. And category number 5, fictional soldiers. All right, potluck. 2006 was 20 years ago. Famous Benz, the Italian job, fictional soldiers. Who is going to kick us off tonight? Steve-O's in the Adelaide Hills. I presume with dog and cat standing by. G'day, Steve-O.
Absolutely, yeah. I've got both of them sitting on my lap at the moment. Roxy's on my legs and our Jeep is on my lap.
They're always there, Steve-O.
They are, yeah.
I do wonder about you sometimes, whether if you want to get up for a cup of tea, whether they still stay with you.
Pretty hard to get them off sometimes.
Steve-O, have you got the wood fire burning?
I've had the heater on, the air conditioner, and we've had apparently 70% of our July rainfall in just the last couple of days here in Adelaide. And went and had a look, and the creeks are absolutely flowing in Blair National Park. Very spectacular. Playford Lake is as full as I've ever seen it, and I've lived here since 1985, so yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, you know what? Any time it's raining in South Australia is pretty much a good time, Steve-O, given the history of it all, don't you reckon?
Absolutely, and we'll be really glad of it in a few months' time, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're up in the hills. The place will be as green. Yeah. It'll be as green as.
Yeah, there's a few issues with flooding and things, and yeah, you sometimes have, you know, people affected by it in a really bad way too. But overall,
we need
our rainfall.
Overall, in South Australia,
it is nice to see things flowing.
Let's have some rain. Yeah,
absolutely.
All righty, what do you want to do? Potluck. 2006 was 20 years ago. Famous Benz, the Italian job, fictional soldiers.
Ooh, not really liking too many of these categories. I might go 2006 was, 20 years ago. I can't believe that.
2006 was 20 years ago. I know. I find it deeply disturbing. Hey, which team defeated defending Premier Sydney to win their third AFL Premiership in 2006?
Oh, no. This isn't my sort of question at all. I'll take a guess. It wasn't the year that the Crows won, was it? I know the Crows won one in the early sort of mid-2000s-ish. Was it the Adelaide Crows?
I like your sense of – I like the sense of loyalty you have, Steve-O, to South Australia and to Adelaide and the Adelaide Hills and all that, to dog and cat. But you know what? It's not going to work for you.
Nah.
Okay.
What a question.
See you, mate. See you, Steve-O. Bye-bye. See you later. Yes. 1300 is the number. 1300 800 222. Lynette says, yeah, well, okay, feel the rain in Adelaide's good, but I got bogged at a function tonight. dear. Yes. 1300 800 222 is the number. Paul from North Fitzroy, that is correct. Yes. Daniel from the Caves in Queensland. G'day, Daniel.
Was that a clue?
What?
It wasn't Adelaide.
Adelaide. No. Steve-O nominated the Crows, but no, that's not.
Oh yeah. When you said it's close. So yeah, 2006. All right. I remember the good years, like 2010, 2023, 1990 was my favourite, but
Well, I remember this one bitterly, of course, yes.
Mm. Oh, so it's the Swans.
No, it's not the Swans, Daniel, no.
I thought you were the Swans supporter.
The question was, which team defeated defending Premier Sydney to win their third AFL Premiership in 2006. So, Daniel, sorry, mate. No, it wasn't the Swans. Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, Phil, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good, mate.
That's the way. I know this one because I know that air. Oh, you want to read it to me or do you want me to give you the answer?
Which
or...
team defeated defending Premier Sydney to win their third AFL Premiership in 2006?
Glenn? You know, I remember this era because Port Adelaide won in 04.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Swans beat West Coast and Leo Barry took that mark right at the end to save the day, wasn't it? And then the year later, West Coast beat the Swans.
Correct. Yes, it was. The West Coast Eagles. That's right.
Was that the Leo Barry one in 05?
It was. Yes, Leo Barry. The great Leo Barry took that magnificent mark.
Leo Barry, you star.
That's right.
Who was that commentator?
That's right. I'm trying to remember who the commentator was. That's right.
Oh.
He said, blow the siren. Come on, blow the siren.
Yeah, yeah.
Jane from Homebush says, West Coast Eagles, we was robbed again. Yeah, I don't know about, it wasn't as bad as the Western Bulldogs one. You're right, Jane. Now, Glenn, question two, we're in 2006, was 20 years ago. You can move.
Yeah, what are the others, mate?
Famous Bens, Potluck,
Ben.
The Italian Job, Fictional Soldiers.
I'll stick with the 26.
Okay. Jeff from Jalorup says, West Coast Eagles, sensational day. I remember it with love. Ah, yes, Jeff. Ah, well, there you are. There you go. Question number two. 2006 was 20 years ago. Which 2006 Martin Scorsese film won Best Picture at the 79th Academy Awards?
I don't know. I'll just say Con Air. I don't know if that's his or at all or not. So Con Air?
No, it's not Con Air.
That never won.
Thank you, Glenn. Bye. No. Mick from Bamboka. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Phil. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What do you reckon?
I'm trying to think back. I wasn't that old in 2006. Departed?
No, Mick, it is The Departed, but I think we might also depart from that reason, for that reason as well. Javen from Cronulla. G'day, Javen.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, not bad. We're up to question three. We're in 2006, was 20 years ago. What do you want to do? Stay there or you can move?
We'll stay there. I don't do much like the other ones, mate. But before we go on, I'll just have to shout out to my mate Bryce Chapman out there. Mate, he's heading home from work after a big day in the colliery, mate.
Okay. Good on him. Did he?
Yeah, good on you, Bryce.
Did he put a fair? But did he put a fair day in, Javen?
Oh, not really. Never really does. He more or less just wanders around aimlessly, looking at the walls, mate.
Yeah.
About it.
Thanks, Bavin. Thanks, everybody, who said it was Stephen Quatermain who commentated Leo Barry, you star. Good on you. Thanks, Brendan, and thanks, others. Now, Javen, what do you want to do here? What did you say?
We'll stick with 2006.
Okay, 2006 was 20 years ago. Question number three. Which country won their fourth FIFA World Cup championship at the 2006 tournament?
Oh, not too much of a soccer follower. I'll say Portugal.
No, it wasn't Portugal. Thanks, Javen.
Right, thanks, Phil.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it was not Portugal. Question number three we're up to now. Who is next here? What about Chris from Dongara? G'day, Chris.
Hello. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad. Which country won their fourth FIFA World Cup championship at the 2006 tournament?
So FIFA, as in soccer?
Yeah, as in soccer, yeah. The World Cup.
Yep, the World Cup. I remember I was in Egypt watching Australia when the big famous dive happened.
Oh, no. That wasn't that terrible.
That was something else, and there was a good couple of inches on anyone's television, but, you know, so be it. So to say who won that, I'm not sure, but I'm going to say Germany.
It wasn't Germany. Sorry, mate. No, thank you. No, it was not Germany. Bryce in Nowra. G'day, Bryce.
Phil, how are you, mate?
Not bad. Pretty good.
Yeah, I got that little shout out before from your good mate, Javen, I think.
Well, in that case, mate, I have to ask you, what do you reckon? Did Javen, did he put a fair day in or not? Or did he walk around, basically walk around looking at the walls?
Dries. I think he wore the back of his boots out from laying down all night.
Boom, boom. Thank you, Bryce, for that very honest appraisal. Hey, which country won their fourth FIFA World Cup championship at the 2006 tournament?
I was pretty young then, but I'm gonna take a stab at maybe Brazil.
Not Brazil. It's a fair guess. Thanks, Bryce. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Brazil. Shane in Wollongong. G'day, Shane.
Yeah, Phil. I'm gonna blow your mind right now. I am Bryce and Javen, supervisor up
there. Hang on, have we emptied the whole colliery out here? Have we?
We've just finished afternoon. Hang on, we're all driving home and we're listening to the quiz.
Hey. See, the whole Arvo shift has just clocked off. Okay.
Well, I can honestly tell you, as their supervisor,
yeah,
the two of them did bugger all tonight.
Now, Shane, there's a view that you walked around looking at the walls most of the day, and that was about it.
Hey, that's my job to look at the walls. Not their job.
Their job is to get stuck in, and you reckon there wasn't much of that, Shane?
Nah, mate. Last shift of the week, there wasn't much going on at all, I'll tell you.
Ah, dear. That's what I always like on the job cards, you know. There's plenty of room for comment, Shane. I'm glad.
That's right. We're lucky we've got an old fellow in our crew, Uncle TG. He gets all the work done for us. And he gives me something to write in my report for these young fellas, I'll tell you what.
You know what, Shane? It's not like in the old days. No, these young blokes. Hey, fair enough. All right, question number three, 2006 was 20 years ago. Which country won their fourth FIFA World Cup championship at the 2006 tournament? Who won the World Cup in 2006?
I'm going to have to take a stab in the dark because I'm not much of a team sports fella, but I'd say probably England.
It wasn't England, no. I like a coal miner saying they're taking a stab in the dark, Shane, because I guess that's what it's like most of the time. That's what you're doing.
4 hours a week, stabbing in the dark.
Yeah, that's right. On you, mate. Have a good.
All right. Okay.
Have a good night. End of the shift. I think have we emptied the colliery pretty much. Steve from Frankston. G'day, Steve.
Oh, Phil.
Now you're in Frankston. There's no colliery in Frankston, as far as I'm aware.
Oh no, that's right. I think the closest coal mine might have been Currumburra from here.
I was thinking it'd be down in the be
like Coal Creek, you know.
Be down near La Trobe, wouldn't it? The nearest one to you.
I don't know. I think Currumburra would be closer to go to than Morwell.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, maybe that's right. What do you reckon? Which country won the fourth FIFA World Cup at the 2006 tournament?
All right, I'll just take a stab at it. I'll say Argentina.
No, not Argentina. Sorry, mate. It's hardly anyone's ever won the World Cup. You know, it's a funny thing. It's not too many countries have ever won it. The list is quite small, less than 10. Loz, hello.
Hello there.
Who won the World Cup in 2006?
I remember it quite distinctly. I was pretty young. The Socceroos, we'd lost to Italy in some contentious thing, and there was a penalty, and then Italy went on and won it. So you think, well, you know, we could have been up there. It was a stitch up.
They did. That's partially when I lost a lot of interest in soccer after that, because
me too.
It was so bad. That decision was so bad, wasn't it? That penalty was so pathetic. And I remember talking to soccer people about it, and they said, oh, well, this is what happens. If you're a soccer fan, this is what you get used to. I thought, I don't need that.
The Italian bloke deserved an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. And well, actually, he didn't deserve an Oscar because the acting was so bad.
Good point.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. Italy won their fourth FIFA World Cup championship at the 2006 tournament. It is funny, though. Italy's won four. I think Germany's won about the same number. Not many countries have ever won it. France has won. Germany's won it. Italy's won. England won once, of course, famously in 1966, didn't they? Then I think who else has won it? Not many others. Brazil have won it, of course. Uruguay won the first one. Argentina have won. that might be it. I think of who's ever won it. So, anyway, you going to watch on Saturday morning, Loss?
Well, to be honest, I'm actually not a big soccer fan. I just happened to tune into that World Cup and remember it.
Yeah.
And as you said, sort of lost interest since then. If it was on at a, yeah, look, I might watch a couple of games, but I haven't been all over it.
No, if it was on at a reasonable hour, fair enough. Yeah. Jeff from Jalorup said, yeah, Italy, we was robbed. Well, we certainly were. Well, I don't think we would have ever gone on and won it, but, I mean, you know, we certainly deserve – they did not deserve that goal, that game, that's for sure. Hey, question number four, 2006 was 20 years ago. What do you want to do here?
We'll stay here, please.
Which team defeated the Melbourne Storm at the NRL Grand Final in 2006?
Well, if I recall correctly, it was the zenith of Darren Lockyer's career in the Broncos had a good win that year.
Correct, they did. Absolutely right, Loz. You're all over it. That's is that your team, your sport of choice?
Yes.
Very good. All right, question five. 2006 was 20 years ago. Last one, if you like.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you won't like this. Which team won the inaugural A-League Grand Final in 2006? The first A-League Grand Final.
Oh, gosh. Sydney FC.
Sydney FC is correct.
Complete shot in the dark.
There you go. Why not? Sydney FC. All right, Loz, that's it. No more 2006 and no more question number five. So we've got Potluck, Famous Ben's, Fictional Soldiers, The Italian Job.
Famous Ben's or Ben's?
Famous Ben's, B-E-N-S.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Okay.
Please.
Question number six. In Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin?
Oh, Animal Farm, I thought they're all Benjamin.
In Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin?
A cow.
Not a cow.
No worries.
No, thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you anyway. No, he was not a cow. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
I'm pretty well, mate, yes. Bad luck about the cattery tonight, but still, that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. You got a big weekend planned, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a bit nervous about tomorrow night. Other than that, yeah, I've got a few things on. Hey, what do you reckon? Question number six, Famous Ben's. In Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin?
Look, I did read it about 30 years ago. I can remember there being a horse in it, but I think got put in the trailer and taken away. So I might say the horse.
Not the horse, Paul, no.
No worries, Phil.
Very sad news about that. It was a very sad episode, that was. Thanks, mate. You enjoy your weekend too.
I will do. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. No, not a horse. Where are we? Anthony from Tamora. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Phil. Yeah.
In Animal Farm, what type of...
I read the book 42 years ago. I've sort of forgotten all of the names as well, so I'll just suggest that he was a pig.
He wasn't a pig. thank you, he wasn't a pig. No, thanks, Milo and the Blue Mountains. The only countries ever to have won the World Cup are Spain, France. France have won multiple times. Germany's won... Brazil, Uruguay and Argentina, and England won once, and that's it. No, I know. So the chance of anybody else winning are remote. And this year, who's going to win? Probably France, judging by the way they're playing. Kim is the voice of the Murray at Manham. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
Hello.
Yeah, my choice would have been for the draft horse as well.
You know what, Kim? If there was ever a movie made about Animal Farm, you could be the voice of the draft horse.
Well, that'd be a brave idea.
Well, I know. I think it's a great idea because, you know what? You need a big voice for a draft horse, Kim, don't you?
Yes, true, yes. Yes. I will volunteer then.
You could say, nay.
No, he's not that. Well, Ben is such a nice, comfortable name.
In Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin?
Well, he's not a pig. A sheep.
Nay, Kim.
Good night, Philip.
Good night, Kim. Yes, you'd like, you wouldn't like Kim to be, well, maybe you would like Kim to be a, you know, would you like Kim to be a surgeon delivering the bad news, do you think? Maybe you would, actually. Maybe it would be reassuring. Chipper from King Island makes a very good point. Hi, Chipper, on King Island, middle of Bass Strait. I've never heard of a cow with a man's name, he says. Well, that is true, Chipper. You do make a good point. Lex in Burra. G'day, Lex.
Hello, Philip.
Have you got dry feet?
I've got nice warm feet with my electric blanket on, but I haven't set the house on fire again with logs. The dog and cats are in front of the fire. It's lovely. Oh, we've had a month's worth of rain in the last 48 hours, so it's just brilliant. So, and my strategy with the quiz is to ring up at the most awkward times of the answers I don't know. So I rang up for the soccer quiz. I'm sorry, the football quiz. I know you don't answer questions, but the last time there was a premiership of AFL was at St Kilda in 1966.
They did. That's it. St Kilda only won one, and they won once in 1966. That's right.
Yeah, my brother's 60 this year, and I'm thinking, goodness gracious me. And then I got confused with Wilbur the pig from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, of course, from Charlotte's Web. In Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin?
A cockerel.
Not a cockerel. No.
Okay, good night.
Thanks, Lick. Bye-bye. See you later. No, not a cockerel. My texter says it sounds like you're trying to get Kim to play Mr. Ed. Well, I think Kim's got a deeper voice than Mr. Ed, hasn't he? Mr. Ed had a pretty good voice. That's true. Jim in Campbelltown says, I'm hearing Mr. Ed's voice. Deb from the Gold Coast says, Kim would make a great Blackbeard. Oh, yeah, but Kim's a kindly fellow. I don't know whether he'd make a great pirate. All right, let's move on now. Who's Chris from Sandy Bay? G'day, Chris.
Oh, good evening, Phil.
Famous Benz in Animal Farm. What type of animal was Benjamin?
Well, I can't really help you with that, but I did meet the producer of The Italian Job when I was working in London in 1970, and I was going to tell you an interesting story, but whether you'd like to hear that or not, but I can't help you with Animal Farm.
Okay. You met the director who was it again?
Of The Italian Job.
Yeah. What was the name of the director?
That I can't tell you his name, but I can tell you this story he recounted. As you would well know, you've got the most incredible reference library on all matters. It was the pursuit of Mini Coopers from England stealing gold bullion and running around, I think it was Milan, being pursued by the police in green and white Alfa Romeos. And they finished up in a beautiful palazzo, like a ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a scene of the police chasing these little Mini Coopers around the ballroom and to a Viennese waltz. It was set up. It was just an incredible bit of footage. It was a great movie.
But the
producer said to me, and I was talking to him in the London showroom where I was selling Jaguars and Rovers and such things, he said, you know, the best footage in the entire movie was the ballroom scene, and much of it finished up on the cutting room floor. So when you get to The Italian Job, I hope you get some good stories about that, but I can't help you on the Animal Farm.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
And good luck with your retirement. And I think when you go, a whole reference
like... Hey, stop it. Stop it, Chris. Stop it. Stop it.
Off the ABC.
Stop it. Stop it.
When you leave. Bye.
Stop it, Chris. See you later. I am not retiring. Anne-Marie from Dandenong. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Phil. I'm a happy Lions supporter tonight.
I know, yes. Well, yeah, a good victory. I tell you what, the Lions are coming good big time, aren't they?
Well, they are. And it was a great call by the boys on the ABC radio, so thanks to them for keeping us in the loop.
Hey. Now, tell me, in Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin?
Well, we know he's not a pig because all pigs are equal. Then some pigs are more equal than others. He's a donkey.
He is. He is a donkey, absolutely correct.
Come and visit Animal Farm, where all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.
But remember, now and forever, all animals are equal. Long live Napoleon!
Remember then to visit Animal Farm. Make certain you watch Pig Brother just as he is watching you.
There we are. Gris from Pakenham says that Kim would make a great blackboard of Mr. Squiggle fame.
True.
He would, wouldn't he? Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Or Bill Steam Shovel.
Or Steam Shovel. Or Steam Shovel. Yeah, yeah. Ah, dear. All righty. By the way, Denny from... hang on. I was going to read something else here. Where are we? Where are we? Can't find it. Someone has texted in saying Darryl Baldock was the Saints captain in 1966, a legend of Upper Burnie, which is true. He was a Tasmanian player. Now, Anne-Marie, question number six. We're in Famous Bens. You can move if you like.
Can we move, please? And if you can tell me the category.
Potluck. Potluck. The Italian Job, Fictional Soldiers.
I'll do the Italian Job.
Okay, the Italian Job it is. Question number six. You may regret this because this requires me to pronounce the Italian language, Anne-Marie.
Oh, dear. Andiamo.
Andiamo. Oh, very good. Question number six. Parrucchiera. Parrucchiera is the Italian word for which job? We're in a category called the Italian Job. Which job is a parrucchiera? Parrucchiera.
A porter.
Not a porter. No.
Okay. Arrivederci da Roma.
Arrivederci. See you later. Mario could be good on these. G'day, Mario.
Good morning.
Have I made a mistake? Have I made a pre...
No, you haven't. No, I know...
Parrucchiera is the Italian word for which job?
I've got no idea. Parrucca means toupee in Italian. But I don't know parrucchiera. So I will say I don't know.
Okay, Mario, thank you. You may have helped someone. I don't know. Andrew from Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
There you go.
The Italian Job. Parrucchiera is the Italian word for which job?
Selling a car.
Not selling a car, no. Not selling a car, no. 1-300-800-222 is the number. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. You will get straight through if you want one. Kate from Umina Beach. G'day, Kate.
Oh, hello, Philip. Philip, sorry, I just wonder, I know you don't ask questions, but I missed the who was in Animal Farm.
Oh, in Animal Farm, what type of animal was Benjamin? He was a donkey.
A donkey. I was trying to think. I went through all the others and I was thinking maybe it was a rooster. Donkey, of course. Of course it was. Look, I'm sorry, I don't know Italian, but I'll say a hairdresser.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mario, I feel sorry for Mario because he's right. Perucca is a toupee. That's correct.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I was.
But a parrucchiera is a hairdresser. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was good luck. Okay.
Good luck. Question number seven. We're in the Italian Job. You can stay here. Otherwise, you could move to Fictional Soldiers, Famous Bens, or Potluck.
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 Potluck it is. Question number seven. In Norse mythology, which god is the father of Thor?
Zeus?
Not Zeus. No.
Zeus. Okay.
No, thanks, Kate. Bye-bye. No, not Zeus. Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
Oh, geez, that came up really quickly.
Yeah. No, it can happen. Well, I think everyone were put off by my Italian pronunciation. I thought they're running a mile. Question number 7, we're in potluck. In Norse mythology, which god is the father of Thor?
Has Zeus been taken yet?
Yeah, we've had Zeus.
In
Norse mythology, which god is the father of Thor?
Well, Norse doesn't really help me. Sorry, mate. I got to bow out.
No good. Thanks, Dave. No worries. What about Lucy from Echuca? Hi, Lucy.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, Lucy. Yes. No, very well. Is it raining up your way?
It's been raining quite a bit. Yes, it's very wet and wintry. But, at the moment, not raining.
Okay. All right. Well, the rain, it's good. I mean, it's welcome most places, I think. Question number 7, potluck. In Norse mythology, which god is the father of Thor?
Oh, I was going to answer the previous question, so I've missed it.
Yes.
I was after parrucchiera, hairdresser.
Oh, the parrucchiera.
Someone got that, did they?
Yes, they did, yes. Well, poor old Mario said, I don't know what the answer is. He says, I know a perucca is a toupee.
Yeah, perucca is it exactly. So he was very close.
He was.
Oh, it's a shame. So, sorry, what's the current question?
Potluck is the category. In Norse mythology, which god is the father of Thor?
Zeus?
Not Zeus. No, I've had Zeus. You can have another one.
Oh, who's another? So it has to be it's Greek mythology.
Norse mythology.
Norse. Oh. Well, I'm trying to think of someone.
Nope.
No, sorry. Thanks anyway.
See you, Lucy. Bye-bye. Thanks anyway. Ian from Warimba. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. In Norse mythology, which god is the father of Thor?
Would it be Odin?
Odin. Yes, correct. Question number 8 in potluck.
When is Finny Bob's last night?
Who?
The one who's retiring.
Oh, Trevor. Trevor Chappell. Yeah. Is it next week or the week after? I think it's the week after.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the end of July, I think, yeah.
Harry Chapin's got a good song about the late night DJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's not imminent. It is imminent, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not in the next day or so.
All right. Well, what are the...
So we've got potluck, famous bins, yep. Fictional soldiers, the Italian job.
Potluck.
Potluck it is. The human body typically has several hundred mushroom-shaped receptors called fungiform papillae.
Mm-hmm.
On which body part?
Would that be the tongue?
Correct. It would be, yes. On the tongue. Very good.
All right, we'll go two more. Same one.
Staying in potluck?
Yeah.
Which sitcom of the 1990s starred Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt as a married couple in New York City?
Mad About You?
It was Mad About You too. Nice.
Three in a row. My best.
Nice work. Very going very well.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, well that's really true this time. I don't have the answers, I don't have a plan. I'm mad about you, baby, so help me understand what we do. You can whisper in my ear.
Yes, there you go, the Mad About You theme. Ian, very good, very good work. That's 3 in a row, nice work.
Yeah, we'll stay, I think, with them.
Staying with potluck?
Yep.
How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have? How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have?
A bloody lot of them, so I'll just say 20?
No, not 20. Not close, Ian. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, not really close. Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, you're talking to a straight D student in maths all the way through high school.
Oh. Well, bees, you know, some people might say straight bees are pretty good,
Marie. That's great. Bee.
Oh, I see. How many sides bee does a hexagon? How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have?
Well, I've never heard the term. It's got to be a lot. 40?
No, not 40. Sorry, oh. Anne-Marie. No, not 40. Does anybody on the text line have the answer to this? And Jane from Mudgee, no, that's not correct. Jane from Mudgee says, don't you dare retire, Phil. No, I'm not. I'm not retiring. Jane from Mudgee says, what? OMG, Trevor retiring? Yes, he is. Yeah, well, he can tell you about it. You can ring him and call him. And I've talked to him about it. He's off in a couple of weeks, I think. No, towards the end. I think it's towards the end of July. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Robert from Adelaide. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Morning. Question 10, we're in potluck. How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have?
Oh, lordy, lord. 16.
Not 16. No. No, not 16. Joe from Ridgehaven. G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day. Would it be 25?
Not 25, Joe. No. Not 25. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer here. At last, yes. Nobody else. Harry in the Bay has 600. No. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer. What about Ian in Dover, in Tassie? Hi, Ian.
Good morning, Phil.
How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have?
I had one of those in the backyard, but anyway. I'm tossing up between a lot of ridiculous answers. I guess it's got to be an even number. 170.
No, way too many.
Well, it might be. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Way too many. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Sue says, the end of July is not in a couple of weeks. No, well, don't pin me down, Sue. I don't know the exact date at which he's going, but I don't think it's for a couple of weeks. Anyway, look, we'll ask and find out, all right? We can't tonight, but I'll ask on Monday and find out exactly when he is. Jim in Campbelltown, that's correct. Yes, nice, Jim. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Chris on the Night Watch, no, that's not correct. Not too many people have got this. A hexacontatetragon. How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have? We're up to question number 10. Where are we? They wouldn't let me do maths in matric, saying I would graduate, says Ingrid from Melander. Mick's got the right answer here. Anybody else? Grant from Gavin in WA. No, that's not correct. Ruby in Melbourne. That's way too many. Ruby, no. Does anybody know the answer? We're struggling. How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have? Lines are free. Joyce is with us. G'day, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
How many sides does a hexacontatetragon have?
64.
Correct. Yes. Oh. Yes. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm a hexacontatetragon?
Yes, of course.
Question 11. We're in potluck. One left in potluck, otherwise you can move.
I have never called before and never heard the quiz before. I just switched it on as I went to bed.
Oh, really?
So you'll need to explain all this to me.
Oh, Joyce, good on you. Well done. You mean you've never heard us before? Gee whiz.
Never.
Well, how about that? Good. How about that? Well, welcome aboard, Joyce. Nice to have a chat. I'm Phil. I'm Phil. You're Joyce, and we're the only people in the world tonight, Joyce. Hey, question 11. So you've got a choice of potluck or famous Bens or fictional soldiers or the Italian job.
Oh, goodness me. Can you say them again?
A potluck, famous Bens, fictional soldiers or the Italian job. Dave in Tassie says, Phil, I know what a polygon is. It's a dead bird. Boom, boom, Dave.
Oh, I love it. potluck.
Potluck it is. Last one in potluck. Question 11. The Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city?
Oh, good grief. No idea. Montreal.
It's not Montreal. But, hey, you're a first-time caller, a first-time listener, and you know what, Joyce, you got one right. Good on you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
See ya. Give us a call.
Bye.
Make sure you give us a call again. Bye-bye. All righty. Question number 11. Pete from Eden. G'day, Pete.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. The Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city? It's not Montreal.
Toronto?
No, it's not. Toronto? It's not Toronto. No, it's
okay, not Toronto. Worries.
See you later. No, it's not Toronto. Dimitri from Essendon. Hi, Dimitri.
Hello, hello.
Question 11. The Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city? Not Montreal, not Toronto.
Ontario?
Not Ontario, no. Not Ontario. Thank you from the ABC Facebook page. Someone said Trevor's last night is Thursday, July 30. Okay. I thought it was the end of July. Andrew from Wollumbar. G'day, Andrew. Line's free, by the way, if you want to grab one. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. The Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city?
I'll go Nova Scotia.
Not Nova Scotia, no. We're after a city here. Mark from Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
And well there, Phil. I'm a bit disappointed not Geelong got flashed last night.
They did. They got flogged. Well, not flogged. Not flogged, it. But Brisbane are coming good, Mark. You know, they're coming. They're coming good at a good part of the season. Tell me, the Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city?
Would that be... No, I don't know, Phil.
No worries, Mark. Thank you anyway, mate. Lines are free. Ian from Dover didn't know. What about Mick down the road? Who knows Ian? G'day, Mick.
Well, I don't know Ian. but I'm a poor substitute for carrying the flag, so.
Hey, the Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city? We've got to get someone from Dover who knows the answer, Mick.
Oh, can I? I'm a bit of a digressor. Can I just tell a quick story?
Yeah. Do you know the answer to this?
No, well,
give me a city.
Well, I lived and worked there in 76 all across, and I haven't got a clue. Any clue, major city?
No, I'll have a guess. No clues.
I'll have a guess.
Go on.
Well, Ontario, for a start, is not a city.
No, it's not. It's a province.
It's
not Montreal. It's not Toronto.
Well, let's have a stab at let's go to the East Coast, Vancouver.
Not Vancouver. Sorry, Mick. I'll put you on hold. I'll come back and hear your story in a second. Fortunately, Rhys has rung us from Vancouver in Canada. G'day, Rhys.
Hello.
Well, I'm very pleased we've gone to the source here. Question 11. The Plains of Abraham overlook which Canadian city?
Quebec City.
Yes, Quebec. Very good. Exactly. Well, you live in one of the most beautiful towns in the world, Rhys, Vancouver. I mean, I don't know whether that's your view, but I've visited your city. It's a beautiful place.
Well, I'm a rarity here because I was born here.
Oh, really? Okay. You're true. What do you call a Vancouverite? A Vancouverian?
No, Vancouverite.
A Vancouverite. There you go.
Yeah. No, I have a little bit of a gripe before I go on.
Yeah, go on.
I can't get you on the magic speaker anymore because ABC doesn't participate in TuneIn.
Oh, no. Well, you can...
Yeah, so I have to pull out the iPad and listen to you on the iPad.
Oh, well, that's good anyway. I'm glad you found us anyway, Rhys. That's no more potluck, mate. So we've got Famous Ben's, Fictional Soldiers, The Italian Job.
Well, I lived in Italy for a couple of years, so I'll try Italian Job.
The Italian Job. Question 12. The Italian Job. Insegnante is the Italian word for which job?
Insegnante. I think I know that. Well, if I ever knew it, I don't know it now. Insegnante. Oh, it sounds so familiar. Insegnante. I don't know, private eye.
Not a private eye. Thanks, Rhys. Thanks for helping us out with Quebec City. Good on you. Bye-bye. And thanks for listening, too. All righty. Who's going to help us here? Roz from Bundoora. G'day, Roz.
Good evening, Phil.
Question 12. Insegnante is the Italian word for which job?
I think it's a teacher.
Correct. Correct, it is.
Years ago, I used to know what Italian move was.
An insegnante is a teacher. Good. All right. Are we staying with the Italian job or not?
Well, I might as well because I don't know much of the other.
Avvocato. Avvocato is the Italian word for which profession?
Avvocato.
Avvocato.
To advocate for probably a lawyer?
Correct.
Oh, really?
Very good. A lawyer, jeez. Yes.
I'm thinking of advocate.
all right, staying here. Question 14.
Might as well.
Which type of tradie would be called a falegname?
I think falegname. Can I ask you what it starts with, the first couple of letters?
F. It starts with F.
So it's an F, not a PH.
No.
Falegname.
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 A falegname.
Falegname. I'm just trying to think what felon could mean. Falegname. I'll just say a robber.
Not a robber. Il ladro. No, Ros, thank you, mate. It's not. Michael from Berrydale. G'day, Michael.
Yeah.
Not bad. What type of tradie would be called a falegname in Italian?
A tradie. Well, I was a tiler. I'm going to go tiling.
He's not a tiler, mate. Thank you. Petro from South Perth might know this. G'day, Petro, or do I make a mistake here about your heritage?
No. Buonasera.
Buonasera. What type of tradie would be called a falegname in Italian?
Well, falegname is wood. So someone who works with wood. Carpenter?
Correct. Exactly right. Yes, very good. Did I pronounce it correctly, a falegname?
Not bad.
Okay. Question 15. Last one in the Italian job.
Okay.
In Italy, what sport would a calciatore play?
World Cup soccer.
Correct. Yes, very good. It's
not this time, though.
Not this time and not the last time. Petro, what's going on? Come on.
No, Italy have won four times.
That's true.
34, 38, 1982 and 2006.
Famously in 2006 when they had that dreadful win against Australia. No, so let's say no more. Hey, question 16. No more Italian job, Petro, so I'm sorry, but it's fictional soldiers, famous Benz. That's all we have.
Okay, we'll go fictional soldiers.
10 questions left. No, hang on, we've only got 9 questions left. We must be, we're up to question 16. Okay, fictional soldiers. Which actress played Lieutenant Jordan O'Neill in the 1997 film G.I. Jane?
What's her name? Dark-haired lady, married to Bruce Willis. Okay. Trying to go
going
way
well.
Back.
Going well here, Petrobe.
You're going well, except I can't remember her name. G.I. Jane.
You know this.
Of course I know it. Yes. Still good friends with Bruce, even though they're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent.
No, I'm going to have to give it to someone else.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Petro. Good on you. Thanks for helping us out with the Italian. All right. Andrew from Otford. Hello, Andrew.
Hello. How are you going?
Pretty good. Who are we after here?
Demi Moore,
yes. Poor old Petro. He had it.
You have volunteered for the most intensive military training known to man.
60% of you will not pass this course.
Cut it loose. Let it go.
Why don't you quit, O'Neill?
Treat me the same, no better, no worse.
Damn, that girl is good.
There's a lot of people who don't want to see you finish.
I'm going to go through with this.
I thought you'd ring out in 2 weeks. Bing bang, it's over. I never expected you to do so damn well.
G.I. Jane. Why don't they just get it over with? Call her Joan of Arc.
Yes, why not? We're up to question 18, actually. Fictional soldiers, that's where we are, Andrew, but you can move to famous Benz if you like.
sorry, famous what?
Benz, B-E-N.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll go with that. I'll go.
You want famous Benz? Okay. Question 18. Famous Benz. Which Australian actor has appeared in Rogue One, Robin Hood and Animal Kingdom?
Okay, it's the blonde-haired guy. He's in the TV show All of Us, or The Sum of Us, rather, I think.
Famous Benz.
Okay. And not Ben Mendelsohn.
Is that your answer?
It is.
Correct. Yes. It was Ben Mendelsohn. Very good. All right. Question number 19. Famous Benz.
Yes, please.
Which Australian basketball player was an NBA All-Star in 2019, 2020 and 2021?
I thank you for hosting the quiz, and I'll say good night.
Thanks, Andrew. See ya. Bye-bye. All righty. Dan from Adelaide. You got any idea on this one, Dan?
No, I don't.
Famous Benz. Which Australian basketball player was an NBA All-Star in 2019, 20 and 21?
Sorry, mine's blank.
No good. All right, mate. Thank you for that. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We might take an answer on this after the news. We're up to question 19. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 7 questions left. Only 2 categories, famous Benz and fictional soldiers. All right. We'll take answers on these in a little thing we call
the Mighty Challenge.
We're up to question number 19. Mick from Dover. Sorry, Mickey, you still there?
I'm still here.
Sorry, Mick, you wanted to tell us a story. Yeah, go on.
No, just a bit of trivia.
Yeah.
Regarding the World Cup Colombia.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of mistaken identity recently when Luis Diaz got his father. He was kidnapped by the cartel.
Hmm.
He's only recently come back, so... and back in 96 when Escobar
Pablo Escobar
deflected the goal into his own an own goal, and he got shot dead. Remember that one? So Australia was 500-1, so I think I'm going Colombia.
Okay. Thanks, Mick. Thank you. Let's have a chat about it a bit later in the hour. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. We're up to question 19. We're in a category called famous Benz. Which Australian basketball player was an NBA All-Star in 2019, 2020, and 2021? Famous Benz, B-E-N. John from Geelong. G'day, John.
Evening, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Who are we after?
I think I've got it right. I didn't think he was that good for that long, but Simmons.
Yes, exactly. Ben Simmons, yes. Ben Simmons. Yeah, Ben Simmons was an NBA All-Star in 1920 and 2021. All righty, question number 20. We're in famous Benz. There's 2 questions left there, and there are 4 questions left in fictional soldiers.
We'll stay with Benz.
Which actor and comedian played the title role in Zoolander?
That's an easy one for my generation, Stiller.
That's right, Ben Stiller, correct.
All right, who's going to call this sucker?
If nobody has any objections, I believe I might be of service. Now, this will be a straight walk-off. Old school rules. First model walks, second model duplicates, then elaborates. OK, boys, let's go to work.
Each before beauty, go cheese.
Whatever. Right.
Yes, Ben Stiller in Zoolander. All righty, question 21, last one in famous Benz. John?
We'll stay with it.
Okay. Yep. Which actor was born Krishna Pandit Banji on the 31st of December 1943 in Yorkshire.
Oh, that's a bit out of my generation now, Phil.
Stuff happened before you were born, John.
you'd love to have a catalogue there in your head of it all, but I don't know that one.
No good. Okay, John. Thank you, mate. Thank you anyway for helping us out with the others. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. We are up to question 21. You will get straight through. Have a crack. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Yeah, good morning.
Question 21 we're up to. Famous Benz, B-E-N. Which actor was born Krishna Pandit Banji on the 31st of December 1943 in Yorkshire?
Ben Jones.
Not Ben Jones, no. Thanks, Cameron. No, not Ben Jones. Lines are free if you want to grab one. Lorella, correct. Lorella, I would have hoped you would have got that too. Yes, Lorella, correct. Annie in Melbourne, correct. Annette from Perth, very good. Paul from Plainlands, also correct. Sally from Bullsbrook, also correct. Jane from Mudgee would be also correct. Mari on the Gold Coast says, steady on, Phil. A bit of faith for our boys would be nice. They play Egypt, so good chance they'll get through. I'll be getting up for sure to watch them. Yeah, I could. Is Mo Salah playing for Egypt? He's a champ, doesn't he? Plays for Liverpool, I think. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Terry in Perth. Hello, Terry.
Good morning.
Morning. Which actor was
born? Actually, it's evening in Perth.
Actually, it's evening in Perth. Yeah, it's not morning where you are.
Yeah, mate, it's Ben Kingsley.
Correct. Which actor was born Krishna Pandit Banji in Yorkshire in 1943? It's Ben Kingsley, famous Benz.
He played Gandhi, didn't he?
He did. He famously played Gandhi. He was fantastic. Tremendous performance. Hey, question 22. We've got four left here. They're all in fictional soldiers.
Oh, just what I need.
They might be better than you think. Question 22. Which Sylvester Stallone character is named after a variety of apple?
Oh, Sylvester Stallone, it wouldn't be Granny Smith. I'll give you the tip. an apple. And he doesn't look Japanese to be Fuji. And he's definitely not a pink lady. Oh, for God's sake. I can't even get a hint off you because you're a mongrel and you don't give them.
Correct.
Yeah, so correct. That means I got that answer correct. Oh, my God, I didn't even get it. What, Ben? Okay.
Correct observation, Terry, yes.
Yeah, an apple variety.
Which Sylvester Stallone character is named after a variety of apple? I like your survey of name of apples that he couldn't be.
Could it be an iPad?
An iPad?
Isn't that made by Apple?
No. I'll let you have another crack at this because you've been funny about the others. But no, I don't want you to get misled by that. A variety of apple. We're talking about the fruit.
Oh, I'll just go iPhone then. That'll do. I'm out of here.
No. Okay. See you, Terry. Bye-bye.
Sorry, boys.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, that's not correct. Where are we? Pat from Shoalhaven. G'day, Pat.
Oh, dear. I can only think of two characters, Rocky and Rambo. Rocky Balboa?
Not correct. Sorry. Okay. Obeying the law of Anne to the T. Tony from Canberra. Hello, Tony.
G'day there, Phil.
Which Sylvester Stallone character is named after a variety of apple?
Well, given that he's a really muscle-bound, tough, you know, bloke, it'd have to be Granny Smith, wouldn't it?
No, it's not Granny Smith. Thank you, Tony. No, it's not. The law of Anne was observed a second ago. Was?
Oh, my God.
There you go. Hey, which Sylvester Stallone character is named after a variety of apple?
Oh, it has to be John Rambo.
John Rambo. Correct. Yes.
He is a legend of war. A soldier without a country. You know his name.
much.
Killing's as easy as breathing. Live for nothing. Or die for something. Your call.
Who writes this stuff was?
Oh, mate, he was unkillable, wasn't he?
Question 23, we've got three left. Fictional soldiers.
Okay, keep going.
What is Blackadder's rank in Blackadder Goes Forth?
Oh, I love Blackadder, but rank.
What rank did he have?
I think it was a major. Major?
Not correct.
No.
Sorry, Wos. Thanks, mate. Take it easy yourself. Yes, no. Kane from Carlton. G'day, Kane.
Good evening, Philip.
Evening.
And, listeners, how are you?
Very well.
That's the way. That Rambo piece of trivia was an absolute ripper. I did not know that.
I liked all the suggestions.
Yeah.
You're not named after a pink lady, that's for sure.
Yeah. Nah, he's probably the antithesis of such, isn't he?
Rambo. Yes, there is an apple called a Rambo, apparently. That's right.
Yeah. No, I've never watched him, to be fair.
What's Blackadder's rank in Blackadder Goes Forth?
I've got no idea, Philip, but I will just say lieutenant.
He's not a lieutenant. Sorry. Beautiful. Thanks, mate. Thanks, Kane. No, he's not. He's not. Jeff from Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, Philip.
Question 23. What's Blackadder's rank in Blackadder Goes Forth?
I would have to have a guess. Colonel?
He's not a colonel. No, he's not a colonel, Jeff. Mick from Tempe. G'day, Mick.
G'day, Phil. I'm just going to have a guess at Sergeant Major.
He's not a Sergeant Major. No, he's not a Sergeant Major. Simon from Brisbane. G'day, Simon.
How you going?
Hi. What's Blackadder's rank in Blackadder Goes Forth?
I thought it was Captain Blackadder, isn't it?
It is Captain Blackadder, yes.
So, Captain Darling.
Captain Blackadder.
Here to join us for the last waltz?
Yes, tired of folding the General's pyjamas.
Well, this is splendid comradely news. Together we'll fight for king and country and be sucking sausages in Berlin by tea time.
Yes, I hope their cafes are well stocked. Everyone seems determined to eat out the moment they arrive.
Really, this is brave, splendid, and noble.
Yes, Lieutenant?
I'm scared, sir.
I'm scared too, sir.
How are you feeling, darling?
Not all that good, Blackadder. Made a note in my diary on the way here. Simply says, bugger.
Ah, oh, dear.
That was the last episode. That one was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that was a very funny show.
Yes. Yeah.
How are you feeling, darling? That's right.
And you twitch it whenever that happens.
Question 24, two left, fictional soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Which actor played Captain Benjamin Willard in Apocalypse Now? Which actor?
Okay. Is it Robert Duvall?
Not Robert Duvall.
No.
Smell of napalm in the morning. No. No, sorry, Simon. No, that's not correct. What about Gail from Wollongong? G'day, Gail.
Good morning.
Which actor played Captain Benjamin Willard in Apocalypse Now?
Oh. I should know this. Pass it on to someone else.
No good.
No wasting time.
Okay. See you later. Question 24. We're nearly there, aren't we? Who's going to help us out? Lewis from WA. G'day, Lewis.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Which actor played Captain Benjamin Willard in Apocalypse Now?
Oh, dear. I think it was on SBS just the other day. I was driving, my phone dropped in and out. I think I caught up that you were tiring, but the Trevor Trappel.
No, I'm not. I am definitely not retiring. Trevor Chappell's retiring, that's it, yeah.
Oh, I see, I got the watch. It's not Jack Nicholson.
No, it's not Jack Nicholson.
No.
Thanks, Lewis. No, I'm going to be here for many, 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 many centuries.
Oh, good on you.
See ya. Ben from Toowoomba. G'day, Ben.
Yeah, how are you going?
Not bad. Which actor played Captain Benjamin Willard in Apocalypse Now?
It'll only be a guess, but it wouldn't have been Charlie Sheen.
Not Charlie Sheen. No, sorry, Ben. No, not. What about Louis from Subiaco? G'day, Louis.
G'day. How you doing?
Pretty good. Who are we after?
I can only guess Marlon Brando.
Not Marlon Brando. No, it's not Marlon Brando. Adrian from Canberra. Hi.
G'day, Phil.
Who played Captain Benjamin Willard in Apocalypse Now?
I think the Sheens were close. I think it's Martin Sheen.
Correct. Yes, it was Martin Sheen.
You've heard of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz? Your mission is to terminate the Colonel's command.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
My only friend, the air.
Well, Adrian, nice work because you've put yourself in this situation.
Uh-huh.
Question 25 and to win. We're in fictional soldiers. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Which Stanley Kubrick film follows a platoon of US Marines through their boot camp training at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Paris Island?
I'm going to say The Good Soldiers.
Not The Good Soldiers, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Steve from Melbourne. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Which Stanley Kubrick film? This is question 25. You can win here on a Bradbury. Which Stanley Kubrick film follows a platoon of US Marines through their boot camp training at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Paris Island?
I think it's Full Metal Jacket.
So do I. Yes, it definitely is Full Metal Jacket. Nice work. Nice work.
My God.
Thank you. I know.
Paris Island, South Carolina. The United States Marine Corps Recruit Depot. An 8-week college for the phony tough and the crazy brave.
Your daddy's shotgun, cowboy. Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. Most of you will go to Vietnam. Some of you will not come back.
Follow anywhere, scumbag.
I need help.
I'm trying to help you, Larry.
Are those live rounds?
7.62mm. Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, it was a great film, actually, Steve. Yeah, no, it was. Hey, well done. We took a while to get here. It was a bit tough tonight, but we got it. We got it done. On you, Steve. I'll put you on hold. We'll get some details, and Dave will send these things out to you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.